time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Corn and Soybean Yield Tour met in Wayne City at noon after touring several fields for yield in the county. Mike Dreith has the story from the Wayne City Community Building.
And the numbers look somewhat encouraging. We're talking with Greg Barnard of the Wayne County Corn Growers Association. And looking at those overall county numbers, Greg, for both corn and soybeans, look better than we would have expected.
That's what we expected. We probably looked a little better. On one hand, as was planted, you know, we thought we were challenged. But with, you know, excellent rains here in July and August, so... As Joe Ladley always said, rain makes grain, so the bushels where they got good stands is coming in a little better than what we might have guessed.
Looking at the southeast quadrant in particular, that appears to be the best place.
That's some of the better ground. Some of the bottom grounds down in that quadrant probably didn't get planted, but what's right on the edge of the bottoms is typically a little better ground, and that's probably one reason that's showing like it is.
And finally, this doesn't say how many acres were actually planted, right?
No, this is actually planted, the part of the planted acres, and the yields based off what is planted, and total bushels produced will come in later when the production number come in.
So but there are
total crop could be less, but the yields are going to be decent.
But there's a lot of fields out there unplanted.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think FSA reported somewhere like 15% to 18%, and we kind of tallied up a preventative plan as we went through it. We come up with about 20%, so somewhere around that 15-20%.
Greg Barnard, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Reporting from Wayne City, I'm Mike Dreith.
More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
September is here, and that can only mean one thing, Fairfield's 51st Annual Fall Fun Fest. Come to downtown Fairfield September 11th through the 14th for food, vendors, rides, and entertainment. There's a full schedule of events for anyone, any age. Spend some time getting reacquainted with Fairfield, friends, and everything we miss out on during the hustle and bustle of a busy week. For a schedule and full details of events, like them on Facebook at Fairfield's Fall Fun Fest.
At Steffi Home Furnishings in Mount Vernon, they are extending their huge Labor Day sale through the 14th. They've got savings of up to 50% on the newest and best name brand furniture, bedding, and accessories they can find. Plus, they're offering up to 24 months free financing for qualified buyers and free delivery on most items for up to 60 miles. The selection is fantastic and the savings are big. It's all going on now at Steffi's, south of the Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon.
In other news, Fairfield police have released the details of multiple traffic crashes in the city over the past week. According to accident reports, at approximately 4:43 on Saturday afternoon at the intersection of 1st and Main Streets, 30-year-old Fairfield resident Amber M. Cohn had stopped her 2002 Acura at the red light while facing north. She then entered the intersection during the red light and was struck by a 2012 Nissan driven by 56-year-old Fairfield resident Monty D. Garrison. Cohn was cited for operating an uninsured motor vehicle and disobeying a traffic control device. At approximately 10 a.m. on Thursday, 53-year-old Wayne City resident Jeffrey D. Frazier was traveling in a 2002 Chevrolet and failed to stop at a red light at the intersection of Southwest 7th and Delaware Streets. He struck a 2008 Saturn driven by 34-year-old Fairfield resident Ashley K. Wright. Both vehicles sustained damage and were towed from the scene, and Frazier was cited for disobeying a traffic control device. On Wednesday, at approximately 6:20, officers responded to the 100 block of Southeast 2nd Street to a motor vehicle crash. 37-year-old Fairfield resident Peter J. Dobbs was driving a 2000 Dodge truck and exited the FNB parking lot at a high rate of speed. He reportedly lost control of his vehicle and was partially ejected from the door, and he then struck a parked 2017 Hyundai owned by Jeff resident Shelby Livesay. The truck continued and struck a gas meter. Dobbs was cited for operating an uninsured motor vehicle and reckless driving. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 45-year-old Wayne City resident Charles B. Clean was arrested late Friday night by Fairfield police on a pair of Wayne County warrants. One was for failure to appear in court on a charge of reckless driving, and the other was for petition to revoke probation on account of DUI alcohol. Clean was lodged in the jail and held, pending the posting of $1,095 bond. Wayne City Police arrested 24-year-old Johnsonville resident Blake A. Morgan Friday night on a Wayne County warrant for burglary. Morgan was released from jail after posting $1,520 bond. 51-year-old Robert E. Vest and 48-year-old Misty G. Kistner, both of Fairfield, were arrested Saturday evening by Fairfield Police on charges of domestic battery. Both were lodged in jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Police were reportedly called to the 500 block of Northwest 7th Street to investigate a domestic battery incident. The two were said to be dating, and each accused the other of being the aggressor. Fairfield police also arrested 41-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer L. Weedman Friday afternoon on a Wabash County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of meth. She was lodged in the jail and held, pending the posting of $295 bond. Illinois State Police arrested 32-year-old Fairfield resident Joshua A. Coombs late Saturday night on a charge of DUI alcohol. He was released after posting $320 bond. Early yesterday morning, Fairfield police arrested 39-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer K. Arnold on a charge of possession of meth. Arnold was transported to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. In recognition of Constitution Week, members of the Old Goshen Trail chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution recently accepted a proclamation from Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire recognizing Constitution Week as September 17th through the 23rd, 2019, in Fairfield. During Constitution Week, the chapter is making a special effort to remind citizens that the Constitution is the basis for America's great heritage. Mayor McGuire's proclamation was made in recognition of DAR's patriotic core values and also to encourage the study of the historical events that led to the framing of the Constitution. The monthly meeting of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees will be held tomorrow at the Edwards County Senior Center on North 5th Street in Albion. All members and prospective members are encouraged to attend. Anyone looking for more information should call 847-2321. The Fall Fun Fest begins this Wednesday in Fairfield, and Police Chief Keith Colclasure has a reminder for the public regarding the event. The detour route and street closings remain the same, but he says people should try to be considerate of others when parking.
We get a lot of calls, people parking in people's driveways, people yards, stuff like that. So we ask you to just be mindful when you park. There are certain roads downtown that are very, very narrow on the side streets. Mm-hmm. And if you park on double sides, you can't get through anyway. So we've had people parking in people's driveway. We have to go try to find them downtown, which is very hard to do sometimes. Then we also have residents that live downtown. So we'll notify them this week that, hey, the Fall Fun Fest is upcoming. Please find alternative parking because your road's going to be blocked off. The same thing on the detour route on 4th Street, so semis can make the turn. We'll back up parking on one side of the street, three or four spots, just so they can make a wide turn. So parking is kind of an issue. We just ask you, like I said, be mindful of other people's property. Try not to park in their yards, but also try to leave the roadway open at the same time.
The Fun Fest runs through Saturday evening. Though the Fall Fun Fest will dominate most Chamber of Commerce business this week, the Chamber is gearing up for activities later in the season. Marty Garner, Executive Director of the Chamber, says it will be putting on another Pretty Up Your Place contest beginning September 23rd.
What we're doing is just the place. It can just, you know, we're not going to designate just a porch. If you've got a pretty porch, though, turn it in. It's the location, and everything is going to be by people's choice. Please send me in a photograph, the physical address, the owner's name, a phone number if you can, because we really would like, you know, it makes it easier to contact them. They'll go on Facebook, and then you will like your favorite. And in addition to a place, though, this involves the storefronts. It does not have to be just downtown, stores that are decorated.
Garner also gave some details on the Moonlight Madness event next month.
Thursday, October 10th. Stores are already open that day. If they want to run sales throughout the day, fine. But this is going to be set up on the same concept as Girlfriend's Day Out. You'll need to RSVP in advance. You'll get advanced ticket package so you know what the deals are. Unless we're told something different, we will. You know, you'll have your normal day. Everybody will shut down like at 5, if that's their norm. Like some will not, but there'll be a break there. And it will officially start up then at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8.
The Chamber is scheduled to hold its second citywide yard sale on September 21st as well. The rain date for that sale is the 28th. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow night at City Hall with another full agenda. Most of the scheduled items on the agenda deal with recurring business, as aldermen will discuss the South Transmission Line. They're also expected to approve a change for the waterline project at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. They are then slated to reject bids for the street resurfacing project on Northwest 10th Street. The council will then discuss a trio of trash items, ranging from brush pickup, the fall citywide cleanup, and proposals regarding trash pickup. In other business, the council will once again discuss liquor ordinances and liquor classifications. It will discuss the purchase of a vehicle for the police department, and approval on that matter is possible. Aldermen will then hear a street closing request for the Hannah House Car Show on October 12th. Wayne County property tax bills were mailed on Friday. The first installment is due October 10th, and the second installment will be due November 22nd. Delinquent taxes will be published on January 6th, and the annual tax sale will be held on February 13th. Taxes may be paid in the office of Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson or in the drop box on the west side of the Wayne County Courthouse. Masterson says people using the drop box should only pay by check, and they should put their phone number on their check or envelope. People may also pay online by credit card at govtechtaxpro.com until the second installment due date of November 22nd. Those using online bill pay must put the correct property tax identification number, and people who don't know what their number is should call Masterson's office at 842-5087. Payment may also be made at the First Financial Bank in Fairfield, Sisney Trust Bank, the Mount Erie Banking Center, now Citizens National Bank, and People's National Bank in Fairfield. For taxpayers who made prepayments, their bills will reflect those payments. Most will still have an amount due, however, so everyone should be sure to examine their tax bills closely. The wet year took a break in July, but we had a return to rainfall in the Wayne and Edwards County area last month, recording over 8 inches here at the WFIW WOKZ studios. However, Chris Miller with the National Weather Service in Lincoln said much of the state was well below average for rainfall in August.
Particularly from Clinton eastward into eastern McLean County, northern Piatt County, and from just north of Champaign to Danville were some of the driest areas in the state during the month of August. All the storms seemed to focus on an area down around I-70 from St. Louis through Effingham to roughly Terre Haute, Indiana. Those were the locations that saw much of the rainfall in August. But the northern half of the state really just kind of shifted into this dry pattern that we saw developing late June into July, particularly right after the 4th of July when everything just kind of shut off rainfall-wise. So we did see quite a bit of dry weather. And I'm talking about dry. I'm talking about 2 to 3 inches below normal. We typically see right around 4 and a half inches in a typical August. You know, we only got about half of what we would usually expect.
August was also cooler than normal, as Miller explains.
Really didn't see much in the way of the hot weather, as you mentioned. In fact, we went through typically August, you know, late July, August is the warmest time of the year. Most areas of central Illinois went through the entire month of August without exceeding 90 degrees. And that's kind of unusual. We typically would see, you know, about a good half dozen days or so where the temperature will be warmer than 90. Here in Lincoln, our highest temperature was only 89, so it came close, but most of the days during August were in the lower 80s. We even had a few days where we only got into the 70s. And that was pretty much because of the weather pattern we were in. We just had this constant area of high pressure over us, which was really responsible for the dry weather, but also the little bit cooler weather. And so when we averaged out the whole month, generally it was right around 1 or 2 degrees below normal for the month.
Here at the radio station, we recorded 6 days over 90 degrees last month. We had 14 such days in August 2018. Illinois State University says this year's freshman class is its largest in 33 years. The university had 3,860 freshmen for the 2019-2020 academic year. ISU President Larry Dietz says that is, quote, proof that students recognize the high quality of educational growth and leadership opportunities the university offers. Total enrollment for the year is 20,878, a 1.2% increase over the previous school year. That includes 2,628 graduate students and 1,869 transfer students. On the other end of the spectrum, freshman enrollment at SIU Carbondale is 1,037. Its total fall 2019 enrollment is 11,695. That's a drop of 8.75% from fall 2018. Graduate and transfer students held relatively steady at 2,683 and 1,268, respectively. Freshman to sophomore retention has reportedly increased, going from 71% last year to 75% this year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Jeff, I have the final numbers calculated on the 2019 Wayne County Crop Tour. Right now, it looks like the average is for corn 155.14 acres, and for beans 40.11 acres, and that's down from last year.
To be expected, very wet year, late planting. Some fields didn't get planted, and the ones that did had uneven results, good stands in some portions and poor stands in the other. But the fields that did get planted, as you said in the story, not necessarily as bad as it could be, especially in the southeast corner or the southeast portion of the county, where the average yield upwards of 181 bushels per acre expected for corn and 43 and three quarters of a bushel for soybeans. So that's not terrible. The rest of the county is not in great shape, but again, basically what we expected from this year.
And the other thing that is not in here are the acres that weren't even planted, which is another factor. I mean, this is a lot of this is very late, and there's a concern about a frost, less of a concern this week when we hit 90 degrees, granted. But there is a concern that the soybeans still need time.
Well, if there's anything that we've learned this year, it's that you'll just have to roll with what is given to you weather-wise, and we can hope that we'll avoid that frost, but it's just one of those years.
All right, so let me just real quick, 155 acres is the 155 bushels per acre, I should say, is the Wayne County Crop Yield Tour estimate for corn, and 40 bushels per acre on beans. That's a look, and we'll be back with area deaths next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Over 75 years ago, our town was electrified for the first time. The co-op was started by local people coming together as a community.
Today, we're still working side by side with our co-op to make decisions locally that best serve our area.
And that will benefit not only this generation, but future generations, making sure we'll all have the power we need to grow and flourish right here in our hometown.
Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,823, up 25. The NASDAQ is at 8,068, down 34. October crude oil, it's at $57.81, up $1.29. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 96-year-old Blueford resident Mary E. Maxey died at 8:10 p.m. on Saturday at Mount Vernon Healthcare Center. She worked as a store clerk at Osborne Grocery in Blueford. Mary Maxey is survived by her son, Bill Breeze of Wayne City, daughters Lois Johnson of Pecatonic and Melba Lefevre of Belle Rive, 10 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, 35 great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Mary Maxey will be held on Wednesday from noon to 2 p.m. at Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. A funeral service will begin at 2. Interment will follow at Oakdale Cemetery, and memorials may be made to the cemetery. Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of arrangements. 100-year-old Fairfield resident Juanita Taylor died at 7:25 a.m. on Saturday at Aperian Care in Fairfield. She had been an instructor at the Fairfield Garment Company and Johnny Manufacturing for over 30 years. Juanita Taylor is survived by one son, Gaylord Taylor of Fairfield, 9 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren, several great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Juanita Taylor will be held at noon on Wednesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorial donations can be made to the New Hope General Baptist Church, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 50-year-old Sims resident Roy Dean Mason died at his home on Sunday. He had worked as a farmhand. Roy Mason is survived by a son, Caleb of Sims, four brothers, Randy and Ronnie of Wayne City, Richard of Woodlawn, and Robbie of Blueford, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Roy Mason will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Randy Mason to help the family with funeral expenses, and they will be accepted at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 88. We'll have clear skies tonight. We're expecting a low of 65, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 92 and low of 70. Sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday, we'll have a high of 92 with a low of 70, and partly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high will be around 82 with an overnight low of 60.